Someday my prince will come. Someday I'll find my love, and how thrilling that moment will be.
That moment
when the prince of my dreams comes to me. He'll whisper, I love you.
Welcome to season two of I Totally Pause, the podcast where we'll be breaking down teen heartthrobs and it girls of the 90s and the early 2000s. I'm Siobhan.
And I'm Jess.
And we are back.
Yay!
We are sorry to have left you. We ghosted you guys.
We did. We're sorry.
It was really rude of us, to be honest, because we promised you a lot of episodes and then we didn't deliver.
Did. I know. They'll come.
We'll have
another season of movies.
Oh, for sure. But and as we said at the top of the episode, we are doing season two. And we decided we want to kind of do something different from last time. And we want to get into the boys and the girls that we loved and wanted to be growing up.
Yeah, all of your crushes from the 90s and the early 2000s.
And we're still taking suggestions on what you guys want to use. So why don't you head on down to our Instagram at Totally Paused Pod. Mm-hmm. And our Twitter, Totally Pause Pod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let us know. Let us know who you were crushing on in the 90s and the early part of the 2000s.
Yes, we are taking suggestions, and I would imagine we will be doing the ones that are most requested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the people we like the most.
Yeah, I think we each have, like, one in our minds that we, like, definitely really want to do.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what the people want. Give the people what they want.
But it was an unexpected hiatus. We kind of just got really crazy with both of our jobs.
Yeah.
Jessica's starting a new business, as you guys know, so that takes a lot of time, and I just got really crazy with my job as well, but
holidays and yada yada.
Yeah, so hopefully we will have a little more of a structured release schedule going forward.
But if not, you know, it'll just be a fun surprise for you when an episode pops up from us. We'll see how it goes. Got a timely topic.
We do. So what started all, Jessica, were you on eBay? Is that
what happened? Yes, I was on eBay.
As Jessica's want to do.
We were talking over the holidays about, like, what we would do when the podcast came back. And we were talking about, like, all the teen magazines. And we were saying it would be really funny if we got, like, a, you know, bop or, like, you know, whatever. And we just, like, went through and broke down those magazines. And so I started looking on eBay for teen magazines from the 90s and the early 2000s. And I found, let's see what the date on this is. This is from December of 1998, I found a special collector's edition Teen People, Prince William, Prince of Hearts.
It wasn't he.
Which is not even the best thing that they call him in this magazine. I can't wait. I can't wait till we get to it.
Is it Dreamboat Willie?
No.
Oh, because that was one thing.
His Royal Sinus.
Oh, I remember that too.
Love. So we were talking to friends of ours who did not realize that Prince William was the hot one when they were young.
Yeah, that was the thing. Well, because Harry was kind of like younger and he
was like a dorky ginger.
Right. I mean, when you look back now, it's kind of funny because he was still really cute too, but it was just like William. I don't know if it was because he was older.
He was very tall.
The blonde hair.
Yeah. The blue eyes.
And like he did obviously come of age first because like when you're in that in between age of teenagers, like he like matured obviously.
Yes. Faster. And I think like this sounds so horrible, but I think there was also something to the way that like he handled himself with such like dignity and maturity in the face of like his mother's death.
I mean, they both were though at
the
time.
You know, like tragically beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And he also has more of like Diana's looks and stuff too. So I don't know if that added to like the mystique.
I didn't realize until I started looking through this magazine how much Little George looks like him.
Oh, for sure.
I like stopped dead at some of these toddler photos. We'll put them on the gram of William, and it looks just like George. Speaking of George and the gram, I feel like we need to shout out our favorite Instagram account.
Oh, Gary Jannetty.
Yes.
Yes.
If you're not already following Gary Jannetty, I can't look at Prince George anymore and think of him as like a normal kid.
No, I think of him as Gary's account. He is like the snarky little kid.
You know, probably gay. Gary Jannetty does this Instagram account where he posts pictures of the royals and they all have like these sassy captions, like, from the point of view of, like, little George. And the joke is that, like, he hates Meghan Markle.
He thinks
that,
Charlotte's like, ugly and is always degrading her.
He's obsessed with, like, Beyonce.
like RuPaul's Drag Race and stuff like that. Yeah.
And it's great, and I can't separate it from the real child.
Oh, my God. I remember watching Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding, and every little look and stuff he did, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, what's he thinking? But he's so cute. I love how when they point out the clothes that the kids are wearing now are reused clothes from when William and Harry were kids.
So thrifty of the royals.
Because even Charlotte will wear some of, like, the boys' old clothes.
Really?
Yeah, oh, like shoes and things like that were that toddler age.
Fun fact, my daughter is Princess Charlotte's doppelganger.
Oh, yeah, they do look alike.
They look very similar. When they released those pictures of Charlotte on her first day of school, multiple people texted me pictures of them and were like, have you seen this? It looks exactly like Adeline.
Yeah, I remember when I texted you a picture, and this was before that, and I was like, I think they look alike. And you're like, thank you. I've been wanting to say it, but I was waiting for someone else to co-sign it.
I can't say it when it's my kid, but like, they do. They look really similar. A waitress at Outback once, out of the blue, was like, do you know who she looks like?
She, maybe when she's older, she'll be able to do
party appearances.
Yeah.
I can only hope.
Well, did you see there's a woman that I'm like, this woman has to get on it. Some woman started, like, you know, one of those people just has an Instagram account for their kid, but someone, like, found it and realized doppelganger for Meghan Markle. Like, exactly like her. I was like, that woman could make so much money doing, like, party appearances and stuff.
There is a couple that does Kate and William.
That's what I mean. Yeah, party that stuff is really popular.
Yeah, that stuff is really popular. That's really funny. I would have a Meghan Markle and, like, Harry couple come to my birthday party. Sure. That's hilarious.
So I feel like I remember definitely around the time Diana passed away, he was already coming into his cuteness.
Yes. It seems like there was a trip. Let me find it in the book. There was a trip to Canada in the early 90s. And so evidently the girls went nuts. Like, he did this, like, public appearance and girls were, like, screaming and crying. And it was like the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And it seems like that's the first time that they realized that he was, like, a teen idol. Evidently, like, no other royal had ever been, like...
Well, apparently, though, Diana, like, had a crush on Charles when she was a kid and had a picture of Charles on her wall. Like,
really?
Like, that Charles was, like, a heartthrob type thing. But I don't know. That probably was just in the UK. Because I don't think that, like, William was, like, definitely a huge deal
was,
over
like,
here.
Was, like, a worldwide phenomenon. So I'm, like, reading through the magazine, and they keep talking about how, like, shy he was and how he blushed every time, like, the girls came near him. I also read that he made his first, like, official appearance as a member of the royal family at 7 years old. And there are pictures of him, like, handing out, like, flowers to the crowd. And I was just thinking, like, I have a 7-year-old son. I can't imagine a situation in which we could get Judah to go, like, greet a crowd of people.
And that's what George is, like, seems very shy. And they brought George out for a couple things. I mean, well, they do, like, the first day of school type appearances. Yeah. That's, like, one of the few that they do throughout the year. But then when you think about it, this was, like, George's first big year. I mean, he did it with Charlotte, the walk to Christmas in Sandringham. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that right.
They were all in Meghan's wedding. Meghan and... Harry's wedding.
Yeah, and then there was, the photos they just did of them all cooking together.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, that was, like, the greatest thing ever. I always think of these pictures, and they were around the time, it was, like, after Diana had passed away. Maybe they're the ones I'm thinking of from Canada, where it's just him, Charles, and Harry, and they're, like, out in nature. And it's almost like they're walking around, like, a creek or something,
maybe.
Yeah,
I think some of those are in this magazine that I'm, like, flipping
through. Oh, no,
yeah,
I think it's on the back of the magazine.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Oh, he looks so rustic and handsome. Yeah. He's, like, jeans with a dog.
And yeah, and a brown belt and, like, a button-down, like, flannel shirt. Like, just so cash.
Yeah.
Which, although that's,
the people's prince, if you will.
Yeah. And so that is, like, one of the earliest pictures I had on my wall of him. Because it was in probably Teen People, actually. Yeah. And I ripped it out. And I actually have a picture I'll put up on the gram. I have a picture of it on my wall. Because I had this huge wall that I cut pictures out of magazines. And literally it was wallpapered of just, like, celebrities and different people I loved.
I remember.
Oh, yes. Literally from ceiling to floor. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, one whole corner of my room.
Yeah. I had something similar, but it was all pictures of Hanson.
I remember. I remember that as well.
So something I didn't realize about William at the time is that his parents, like, you know, obviously everyone, like, loved them as a couple, and when they divorced, it was, like, this big scandal. So evidently there was always a lot of pressure on him to be, like, the savior of the monarchy, to live this, you know, life on the straight and narrow, to never get in any trouble, to, like, one day have a family that he would raise, like, in the British tradition, because he was going to be the king that was, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess, like, reestablished.
Revitalize?
Yeah, maybe, like, revitalize, like, the image of the royal family, like, in the eyes of the people.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be a good modern king. Like, I think they're a good modern example mm-hmm. of a family. And they seem to also, speaking of, like, William, people's prince, they, like, are low-key people where they say, like, they prefer to be in, like, jeans and...
Yeah, and, you know, and obviously we know he married a girl who was not royal.
Like,
a commoner. So. But you have to wonder if you hear, like, stories about him and Harry, like, fighting, and they always deny it, but I feel like there must be, like, some resentment on his part that there's, like, all this pressure on him, and Harry is the spare and doesn't really have to worry about it.
Right. Apparently, at age 7, he told his mother he wanted to be a police officer when he was older so that he might be able to protect her.
Oh, no.
And a five-year-old Harry reportedly replied, "Oh, no, you can't. You've got to be king."
Oh.
Yeah. And that's what I think. I remember Harry hearing another time where he had said to, like, William, like, "You have your life all figured out. You know what you're going to do. I could do whatever I want." Like, that's what Harry's saying. And that's got to be crazy to grow up knowing your life mm-hmm. is on a certain track for the rest of your life.
No matter what.
And you have all this pressure, and you have to act a certain way and behave perfectly in public and outside.
And if he didn't want to, I mean, we see now what a scandal it is now that Harry and Meghan have left the royal family, and Harry was never going to be king. Like, imagine if William decided that he didn't want to be part of this anymore.
It would be, like, literally anarchy, I think, you know?
Yeah. I was saying that to my dad when we were talking about the meeting that the royal family had about Harry and Meghan. I was saying, like, imagine your entire family having to sit down and have a meeting because you want to move and not carry on, like, your family tradition.
But it probably happens in that family all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure it has to.
Remember, I mean, I don't know if this really happened because it was on the crown, but when it was a family meeting, Prince Charles had to go to, what was that school? Remember, he had to leave the school he was at that he was happy at, and he had to... Did you see the new season of The Crown? Oh, you didn't see the new season of The Crown?
I'm only, like, a few episodes into The Crown.
So Charles was finally in a school where he was happy. I don't know if it was Eton. It might have been somewhere else. And then they decided, because he was going to be the Duke of Wales, mm-hmm. he had to go to Wales and learn Welsh.
Oh.
And it's actually a really interesting episode because it's this teacher who is totally against the monarchy and is very critical of it. And they actually have this, like, interest. At first, he's, like, very upset that he has to, like, do this with Prince Charles, and is like, "This kid doesn't know anything." And then kind of takes the opportunity to, like, guide him, and they become really good friends, according to the episode. Who knows if it's true? But he's supposed to make a speech in Welsh, so he's teaching him the language, too.
Okay.
But it was, like, really sad because, and I'm assuming this did happen, like, when he goes to the school, everyone's staring at him, everyone's whispering about him, mm-hmm. everyone's, though, scared to approach him, or if anything, kind of thinks, "Oh, this prissy, rich, royal boy.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be friends with
him
either."
Right.
So I'm sure they had to deal with some of that, too. But that was a whole conversation where he was like, "Well, I want to stay at my school." And they're like, it's literally the whole family.
That's
like,
wild.
You need to do this. Like, you have to do it.
That's wild.
You know what's one of the reasons he didn't want to switch schools?
Why?
He had a good role in the school play.
Oh, no! Bless his heart! And he didn't get to do the play?
No.
That's so sad.
See, that's why you gotta watch. The guy they got to play Prince Charles, it looks just like a young Prince Charles.
Aww.
They did a really good job. And then you meet Camilla's character.
Right. That was, so back to Gary Jannetty, one of the recent posts that made me laugh the hardest was, it was, like, a picture of George and one of his, like, sassy faces. And, like, then, like, I see you, like, swipe to a picture of Meghan Markle. And the caption said something like, "Well, the good news is now you can put yourself on the crown." Yes, she can. Speaking of them, so I'm looking in our Teen People and there's this list of, like, fun facts about William.
Oh, please tell.
Ready?
Please tell.
Okay. William has tea with the Queen, also known as his granny, almost every Sunday.
So this year, but this magazine we're reading is from what?
1998.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So this is what a teenage Prince William
was
doing.
This is what he was up to. When he was just 13 years old, William said he would not join the Royal Navy, despite the family tradition that his grandfather, his father, and uncles before him all join up. Did he join the Royal Navy? Wasn't he in the Air Force?
He is, I can tell you what his military rank. He started as an officer cadet. He was in the Blues and Royals, which is also what Harry did. A lieutenant with the Blues and Royals, a captain.
What's the Blues and Royals? Is that like their Air Force? I just feel like I remember seeing pictures of them flying planes.
The Blues and Royals is a cavalry regiment of the British Army, part of the Household Cavalry. The Colonel-in-Chief is Queen Elizabeth II, and the Colonel of the regiment is Anne, Princess Royal. It is the second most senior regiment in the British Army. and he, in 2016, he became a major in the British Army. Oh, but he did go to the Royal Navy. Yeah.
See, because he's the dutiful son.
But he looks like, yeah, he made it up to a lieutenant commander in the Royal Navy. That was 2016. And he's currently a squadron leader, the Royal Air Force. Well, I don't know if he...
So, despite what 13-year-old William had to say, he did end up going into... I'm sure they had a family meeting about it.
And yeah,
he ended
I'm up sure going into the Royal Navy. Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Prince William loves to search the World Wide Web. He often sends email to friends and family, and he regularly corresponds electronically with the Queen. So the next time you're online, you might be secretly chatting with the future King of England. He might be catfishing you.
I do remember hearing, I don't know, this could be a rumor, but I do remember hearing at the time, like, they supposedly had, like, you know, secret, like, AIM names.
No.
Like, well, think about it. Like, how would they not be on Instant Messenger?
I guess.
To talk with their other friends. They're in school.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't they have it, too? But it would be, like, it was, like, see, or they had, like a private email thing, too. Maybe that okay. was it. Which is also, under like, a, you know, celebrity.
You know, there was, like, there were girls across America who read this and then were, like, convinced that all of their, like, internet boyfriends were secretly Prince William. Okay, despite what you might have heard, William does get a chance now and then to let his hair down with friends. He's gone to discos in London. Okay, he has to bring 6 bodyguards with him. And he's been known to party with schoolmates.
I heard in one of the residences, there was, like, a fake club.
Oh, no.
So, like, but that's, like, where they could all, like, think about it as, like, our basement is where we would hang out. Like, they had,
that's
like,
that's just such a funny idea to me, though, that they don't want him, like, out in the world. It's, like, very Truman Show, I feel. So they yeah. create, like, a little, like, club for him to, like, go out to.
But, like, yeah, think about it. That's, and, but also, like, the drinking age is, like, 18 over there. 18, so, like, correct. If they didn't want them to be crazy out in public, yeah. that makes sense.
Well, I was watching a video about how, like, he apparently was never caught, like, drinking excessively or, like, doing drugs or anything, but he had a lot of friends who were, and it was, like, a big scandal, like, in the royal family, because they didn't want him affiliated with kids like that.
Sure, there was a meeting about it.
I'm sure there was. When I was in, so, sort of a fun story, speaking of the castle that he lived in, when I was 16,
I know what you're talking about,
and William's, like, 2 years older than us, so this was, like, right around the time that he was, like, a big...
Heartthrob,
yeah. I went to London with my dad, and we were in, like, a park, one of, like, the big parks in London, and there was a castle there, and, like, the tour guide was telling us that, like, that's the castle where William lived. And so I asked, and I still maintain that this was a totally normal question, I asked, like, is he there now? Just wondering, like, you know, is he, like, in residence? Right. Or is he, like, traveling? Like, what's going on? And the tour guide was, like, so rude and was like, I don't know, why don't you go knock on the door and see? Like... All right.
Rude. Like, you just want to know if he's in residence.
Just curious.
Yeah. There's, like, they put a flag up when the Queen's in residence so people would know. Yeah, it's like, there's a certain flag that they put up, I believe, when the Queen's in residence.
Okay, who do you think William's favorite pinup model was? Pinup girl model, that's what they call her.
I know Cindy Crawford was one of his favorites.
It was a very big deal when he met her. I was reading about that. But that's not who at least 2 teen people lists as his favorite.
Was it Claudia Schiffer?
No, but you're on the right track.
Christy Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley.
Oh, she's, you know, so what? Pretty.
Maybe our intro music to this episode should be that Billy Joel song, Christy Lee.
Oh, I was going to say Uptown Girl.
Yeah, Christy Brinkley was his favorite. William likes to watch the British version of MTV. He loves many different types of music, but he's especially fond of techno music.
Oh my goodness.
He likes the Spice Girls and sometimes listens to Pulp or Oasis.
That sounds so edgy. Like, that tracks a little bit
sounds
more.
Sounds on brand.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is poignant. Ready? William could marry an American girl if he wanted to, but she would have to be a Protestant who had never been divorced.
Well,
yeah.
They used to be very against that previously divorced rule.
The rule in England is that anyone in the direct line to the throne cannot marry a Roman Catholic because the ruler of the crown also holds the title of Defender of the Faith of the Church of England. That is quite a lot to put on a young man.
Yeah, well, think about Queen Elizabeth. She was, like, what, in her 20s when she became queen? That's a lot to put on a person. Yeah. Any one person.
There's a long list of things Prince William can't do, especially when he's in public. Among the things he's forbidden from doing, no drinking alcohol in public, no smoking or taking drugs, and no kissing girls in public. Also, he can't be photographed inside a dance. He must stay with his bodyguards at all times. He has to go into and leave a party with his aides, not his school friends. He has to be home by a certain hour, and he has to get permission before he goes to any disco or party. Which, like, honestly, that last one sounds like any teenager.
Do you think he ever successfully sneaked out? He had to have tried.
I like to think he did, but I don't think so.
I would like to think him and Harry together had to have tried. How could they have not? Especially Harry. Harry, you know, tried to ditch those bodyguards every time.
Yes, Harry for sure. I don't know. I just, like, imagine that William is, like, the good son. I feel like he feels a lot of pressure to, like...
So he has to be perfect and, like, on that.
William attended the London premiere of Spice World, the movie debut of the Spice Girls. It was the first time William had ever appeared in public wearing a tuxedo. He dressed up for the occasion.
Aww.
That's so nice.
Actually, wait, I meant to make this point when they were talking about, like, kissing girls in public. Only literally, like, this past couple months, him and Kate have been affectionate in public.
Yeah.
And people have been making a comment, like, like, that's just so wild. But it's, like, great to see. Like, everyone's loving seeing it. Because that was kind of always almost, like, the weird thing. Like, they're just
so... They're, like, really, like, cold.
Very, yeah. Like, yeah. They really, like, any moments of, like, if they would smile, like, oh my god, there's a moment of, like, warmth. Yeah. So it's nice to see, like, that. Like,
I love them. I remember watching their wedding, and I loved, like, every time, like, they, like, said, like, part of their vows, and, like, Kate would hear the people, like, cheering outside, and you'd see her, like, laughing and smiling. She's so cute. I was engaged at the same time as them, and I got to appear on the Today Show because of their wedding. Remember
that's
that?
That's right.
So Today Show did, we'll see if we can find, I'm sure we can track it down on YouTube and put it on the gram. So the Today Show did one of those, I forget what they call the segment, but it's one of those things where, like, they show you two similar wedding dresses and the Splurger Steel.
Oh, okay, like high-low.
Splurger Steel, yeah. And they were doing wedding dresses because it was the royal wedding. The royal wedding was coming up, and through the knot, they wanted, like, real brides to come and be in this, like, splurge or whatever, Splurger Steel segment. So I applied, and they picked me, and, like, I lived in South Jersey at the time, as I do, and they sent, like, a car down to pick me up and take me up to New York to be in the Today
this
Show.
This had nothing to do with the fact your dad worked for the Today Show?
No, which is hilarious. It was completely separate. Yeah, my dad wasn't even there that day, but there were, like, other people I knew. My uncle was there.
I do remember that your dad, like, randomly was there.
Yeah, it was, like, completely separate, and they sent me, like, car service, they sent me up, we got to, like, wear the dresses, we got our hair and makeup done, I got to meet the editor-in-chief of The Knot.
Oh, that's cool.
Then I was on the Today Show with, I think it was Hoda and Kathy Lee who did it.
They're the best.
Yeah. We'll find the clip. That was, like, a fun day. Yes, yeah, so we were engaged at the same time, and then we were pregnant at the same time, both times, me and Kate.
Oh,
so I've always felt, you know, a little connection to her.
I love her style.
Me too. She's so beautiful.
I like how she does a lot of nods to, like, 1940s, 1950s, and, like, she changes a lot of the clothes to be more modest.
Yeah.
Which I don't think she necessarily has to change some of them as much as she does, but it does give an air of, like, elegance and classiness.
She's very
to her.
Classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before Gary Jannetty, I remember, so there was this, like, blog that I was obsessed with called The Honest Toddler.
Oh.
And it was, like, this very, it was, like, this very, like, it was all, like, from the point of view of this, like, very sassy toddler. And she did this thing where it was, like, there were pictures that came out from, like, George's first, like, royal playdate. And she wrote, like, The Honest Toddler's, like, captions for it. And there was a picture of, I don't know, he was maybe 18 months old. And George is reaching out and, like, touching Kate's hair. And the caption said, pull yourself together, you're royal now.
See, they already had George pegged.
It's
really,
just,
from
he
a baby.
Serves the looks. He really does.
Oh my god, he serves the looks.
Do you want to hear about William's horoscope?
Of course.
Okay. Born on June 21st, 1982, William is a Gemini on the cusp of Cancer. Cusp babies are in the special position of sharing some of the qualities of both signs, so William has characteristics typical of both Gemini and Cancer. Interestingly, Princess Diana, who was born on July 1st, was a Cancer.
Oh.
I'm also a Cancer. The stars say that William is sensitive, a Cancerian trait he shares with Diana, and imaginative, a young man who sees the beauty in all things. He has a lively and curious mind and enjoys trying new things. Indeed, Geminis, ruled by Mercury, are known for craving change and keeping up with the latest trends. In love, William will prove affectionate, steadfast, and loyal. Not one to play around. Once William falls in love with a girl, he'll be hers forever.
Aww.
Although his mischievous sense of humor ensures that William is a fun date, his star profile also shows that the prince can be quite serious when it comes to reaching his goals. His stars also indicate a talent for leadership and decision-making.
Well, I would hope so.
The right qualities for a future
king. Yeah.
There are a lot of good, like, little sidebars in here.
This is, like, a cute thing. On June 1991, William was admitted to Royal Berkshire Hospital after being accidentally hit on the forehead by a fellow student wielding a golf club. He suffered a depressed fracture of the skull and was operated on at Ormond Street Hospital, resulting in a permanent scar. I didn't remember when this happened because I was, like, six. But I remember it was a thing between point of contention between Diana and Charles, because Diana was with him the whole time, and apparently Charles just came once to, like, visit. Aww. And was like, there, and then, like, left. And she's like, are you seriously? Like, our kid.
It seems like she was a good mom.
Yeah. Well, I'll get into more of that. But so he has the scar, and in 2009 interview, he dubbed the scar a Harry Potter scar.
That's what I call my scar.
Yeah, he says,
I have a scar on my forehead that I call my Harry Potter scar.
Because I call it that because it glows sometimes, and some people notice it. Other times, they don't notice it at all.
Oh, William, same.
But
same,
yeah, William. So Diana was, like, by all that we see, like, she seemed like a really great mom, considering the position the kids were in, that they were these royals with all this attention and lavish
I read today that she was the first royal parent to take her kids to McDonald's.
That's what they said. She took them to Walt Disney World, and there was just, like, great pictures of them going down Splash Mountain, McDonald's. She would take them to AIDS clinics.
But apparently she was also, like, it could be, like, an embarrassing mom, like any mom. I'm looking at this thing right now when he met Cindy Crawford, and he, like, got really shy and, like, wasn't really talking to her, and apparently Diana whispered to Cindy, he's just like me. When he runs out of things to say, he just blushes.
Aww, that's so cute.
Okay, ready for some more? Holy moly. Okay, personal stuff per Teen People about William. His name is William Arthur Philip Lewis Windsor. When the prince was born, it took a few weeks for Charles and Diana to agree on a name for him. Charles liked Arthur and Diana liked William, so they eventually compromised. Philip and Lewis are names from Charles's family, and Windsor is the family name of Great Britain's royal house. But their real last name is something like bananas. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it.
Is it Mountbatten?
No, it's like a multiple hyphenate. Schleswig, Holstein, Sonderburg, Glucksburg, Saxe, Coburg, Gotha. I'm sure I butchered that.
Wow. I always thought they went by Mountbatten because that's Prince Philip's last name.
William descends from the royal line of Queen Victoria of the Saxe, Coburg, Saulfield family. Victoria married her first cousin, Prince Albert, of Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, and together they had 9 children whose marriages, in conjunction with the next generation of marriages, allied the British royal house with those of Germany, Denmark, Russia, Greece, and Romania.
Yeah, like, William is mainly, like, German and Greek.
Hmm. Wow. What are some of his nicknames that you remember?
I remember them being, like I said, I remember allegedly his friends called him Dreamboat Willie.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah. And then apparently Wombat was also
Wombat is
nickname.
On the list. They called him Billy the Basher.
Oh.
William the Terrible. Apparently he was, like, a mischievous toddler. I read, like, somewhere that he would, like, run around pushing every button he could find in the palace, and it would, like, make, like, things go crazy.
Oh, that's funny.
Hair color, sandy blonde. Eyes, blue. Oh, he's left-handed.
Oh.
Fun fact. Okay, you want to know what his favorite foods are?
Yes.
Burgers, fries, pizza, pasta, chocolate, veggies, and venison.
Yeah, that's very
British.
Is
venison like a normal British food?
Yeah, I think so.
I've only had venison once and I thought it was gross. William was a swimming champion at school. He won both the 100-meter and 50-meter freestyle races.
Yeah, and he was apparently educated at independent schools, and he's starting at Jane Miners Nursery School and the Pre-Preparatory Weatherby School, both in London. He went to Ludgrove School near Wokingham, Berkshire, and he was also privately tutored, but at Ludgrove he did football, swimming, basketball, clay pigeon shooting, cross-country running.
That's very British of him, the clay pigeon shooting.
Yes, and then that's where he took his entrance exam to Eton College.
Hmm.
And at Eton, he studied geography, biology, History of Art at A level, obtaining A in geography.
When we say Eton College, we mean like high school, right? For us Americans.
Right. I think that was like a prep boarding school. So he got, these were his grades. A, geography. Mm-hmm. That's good. You're king. Mm-hmm. You know, you should know the other countries. C, in biology. B, in the
same.
Yeah, more like a D in biology for me. B, in history of art. And at Eton, he took up water polo, continued to play football, captaining his house team.
His house team. Very I Hogwarts. Love that that's a real thing.
So the decision to place William in Eton, it went against the family tradition of sending royal children to Gordonstoun. Which, that was a thing in The Crown also, was I think Gordonstoun was that horrible place that Charles went to as a kid. And I think at the end of that episode, it was like Charles' sons did not go to this school.
Right, yeah, I was reading that it was Diana who didn't want to send them there because she didn't want them so far away from home.
Yeah, and also apparently it was like terrible there. Hmm. And so the royal family and the tabloid press agreed William would be allowed to study free from intrusion in exchange for regular updates about his life. They said, Prince William is not an institution, nor soap star, nor football hero. He is a boy. And the next few years, perhaps the most important and sometimes painful part of his life, he will grow up and become a man.
Hmm.
It's true. He was just a boy back then.
Just a little nugget.
Yeah.
there's an address here where you can write to him. I wonder if it's still good. I mean, it's like Kensington Palace. It must be, right?
Yeah, if it's a Kensington, yeah.
Maybe we should write him fan mail.
Oh my god, we should.
See if we get a response.
I remember someone I knew, I forget her name now, but this is like back in school, and she talked about how she wrote to Prince William, and it was like their, not like nannies wrote back, maybe like their aides or something. It was like someone, okay. Yeah, like wrote back and like answered right. their question and answered their questions. Nice. Yeah, I think she had like a couple questions, and like, I think it was like about their favorite food and stuff like that.
I wrote... And I think it's, like, the only fan mail I've ever felt compelled to write in my life. And I wrote it as an adult. I wrote a letter to Lin-Manuel Miranda when Hamilton came out.
Oh.
And explained to him that, like, you know, I'm not really the fun parent. Like, I usually have to be the enforcer. Like, I'm not, you know, whatever. But when Hamilton came out, that was, like, the first time that I could really, like, share theater with Judah because mm-hmm. he got really into it.
Yeah.
And we would, like, listen to it together and, like, talk about it together. It was just, like, really special. And I wrote this letter and I sent it to him at the Richard Rogers Theater because he was still in Hamilton at the time. And I got a postcard back that specifically said, like, I hope you enjoyed the show and I'm so glad that it was able to help you and your son bond over, like, a shared love of theater. And I don't know if he wrote it. I've heard that, like, his dad writes some of his, like, responds to some of his email, but, like, someone read it and wrote, like, a specific, response. And it was really nice.
Did you frame that?
Specifically what I said. Yeah, it's in my office.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. That's what you would frame that. Oh, so listen to this. So after he was done with Eton, he took a gap year.
Mm-hmm.
So during which he took part in British Army training exercises in Belize, and he worked on English dairy farms and visited Africa. And for 10 weeks, taught children in southern Chile.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's what they do a lot of...
That's just my phone.
They do a lot of service work, because that's, like, Harry's big thing was also going to Africa. And they,
right.
they've gone so many times where it's not even been publicized, because they just do it for their, you know, for
right, well, their mother was, you know, big
true.
On service.
Yeah, very true.
I'm looking at a picture right now of his mother's engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
That he kept as a special memento to remind himself of, like, the happier times with his parents. Does Kate have that ring?
The blue sapphire ring? So I always heard that actually Harry had that ring, like, bequeathed to him or whatever, so that he could give it to the person. But then when Harry...
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God, yeah. So, but then since Kate Middleton had been around so long, and obviously, like, William was going to propose, Harry gave the ring to William. Was like, she should have this.
That's really nice.
Yeah, so Kate, yeah, you can,
Kate
we can look up the
Instagram, the
engagement photos, and she's wearing it, and she still wears it.
Good. Yeah, that's so nice of Harry. He seems like a nice guy.
That's what I mean. He loves his brother. That's why all this stuff that's been going on is very sad. Because they're obviously all very close.
Yeah, and I also feel like as far as, like, him and Meghan leaving the family, like, let them live.
Exactly. To me, a lot of the criticism they were getting leading up to it was, like, you're part of the royal family, and just criticizing using planes, every dollar they spend being
right,
criticized.
Right.
And then okay, then let them go. Then you don't have to worry about it.
Let them live their lives. Who cares?
But that's not... But then it's like, well, no. We don't want you to leave the family. No. Don't leave the family. Like, stay. And it's like, okay, but you guys are going to be assholes to us. And, like, you obviously have, like, an issue. And they can't do anything right over there, it seems like. I mean, obviously, they have a lot of supporters, but it also...
I saw an article that showed, like, side-by-side headlines about Kate and about Meghan, like, from when they were dating and when they were engaged and when they were pregnant. And, like, the press really did treat Meghan differently. They were harsh to her.
I mean, also, I guess, to be fair to Kate Middleton, though, she's been around for years leading up to when they got engaged. Because they called her Weighty Katie.
Right.
I guess that's what, for a lot of people, it was just
Well, how long were Harry and Meghan together?
I think only like a year, because that's where a lot of the strife came from, was that William told him he was moving too fast.
Oh.
And that really upset Harry, and that's allegedly where it all started.
Do you think they'll stay together? I know that's not Harry what we're here to talk about, but yeah.
I mean, I hope so. They seem very connected, and they seem on the same... It seems like they're on the same page and stuff, and I feel like this move will be good for them. Hopefully. Yeah. I don't want them to, like, break up and then, like, people be like, see?
Right. That's what I'm afraid of now. I feel like now that he's done this, like, this better be it forever.
Right. And, like, you never know. Like, things could change as time goes on and they can go and spend more time in England. But I think they just need a break, obviously.
Yeah.
They said, like, she was having panic attacks.
Oh.
And, I mean, you could probably relate to this. Like, did you feel like your anxiety got worse after you had kids?
Of course.
Yeah.
You're constantly... People laugh when I say this, but I'm only half joking. Once you have kids, you spend most of your time just being afraid that your kids are going to die.
No, I
like,
understand.
You're always afraid something's
going to
happen to them.
No,
like, it's
I totally
like a whole
understand.
New level of stress.
Yeah, so...
I can't imagine also having to be...
And I guess you have to also
the
think,
American girl who married into the royal family.
Right, and think
of it
from Harry's point of view, where he's seeing, like, what's happening to his mom all over again. And that has to be incredibly upsetting. Like, I can't even imagine. So, I'm, like, supportive of it. I mean, if they really didn't tell the queen and just went ahead and did it, like, maybe that wasn't the right move. But I also wondered if they did that thinking, well, if we put it out there, then there's no way they could...
They can't talk them out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. If we put it out there, like, everyone knows, and there's no way it can't happen. Because that's what afterwards, they're like, well, the queen's going to let them do it. I'm like... The queen
already did it.
They didn't have a choice. Like, what were they going to do? Really? Is she going to arrest them? Like, what is she really going to do? Because at the worst, she cut them off, and that's what they want anyway.
Right.
Eventually, you know. I don't think they're cut off quite yet.
I still don't understand why Meghan Markle doesn't have enough money for them to live on.
You
and I have discussed this before, and I still don't get it.
Well, like I said, I don't think she was making, like, crazy money on suits. It's a...
Okay, but I'm a small business owner, and my husband's a public school teacher, and we, like, own a house. We live a life. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry can't, like, get a house somewhere and live a life.
I think they can get a house. I think they have enough money to do that.
Right, so why are we so worried about them? They want to go live a normal life? They'll go live a normal life. They'll be okay.
Yeah. Oh, they'll totally be fine. I mean, he has, like, inheritance from his mom alone.
Right.
To be fair, you know.
Right, so I don't know why people are so worried about their finances and them getting cut off. They're going to be... fine.
The rumor is this, so as we're recording this, Meghan and Harry just did that JP Morgan event. Did you hear about this, Jess? So they did actually Harry talked about how he's been in therapy for like 7 years just to deal with the death of his mom and everything that came from that. It was in Miami, this JP Morgan event. I don't know what it was, but a bunch of celebrities were there. And the rumor is that they got $1 million to make the appearance. Mm. But, and I'm
yeah,
sure...
Yeah, and they'll do stuff like that, and God bless.
Yeah. The rumor is, today's the day of the Oscars, the rumors are going to be at the Oscars. But I don't know how much that's... I think people like to say that, because now I feel like they're going to criticize, like, all of their celebrity hopping and stuff.
Who cares?
Because they had dinner with J-Lo and A-Rod, and I just...
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that journey for them.
I think it's cool, and I think it's great. Like, they should be able to do what they want to do. Like, like I said, who cares? Like, you have William and Kate. They're very much the pillars of the new generation.
They really are all we need,
yeah.
I feel.
Because unfortunately for Charles, how long is he feasibly going to be king? At the most, 10, 15 years by the time, because the queen's on her way to retire, and Charles is in his 70s.
Yeah.
And also, that's like a fun thing people don't talk about. Some people would just want them to...
Skip
Charles altogether. But it's like, give the man his due.
Yeah,
he's waited around for so long. Let him be king for at least like 10 years.
King for a day.
Could you imagine that's what they did? It's just for a day. Oh my god.
Yeah. It'll be neat to get to see like a coronation.
Yeah, I didn't think about about that. We'll get to see two in our lifetimes.
Yeah, it's going to be neat.
That's actually going to be really cool, because I'm sure that's probably rare to see
one in your lifetime. We got to see two big royal weddings. I remember watching the Harry and Meghan wedding. I made Adeline, she was like three. I made her get up and watch it with me. I was like, watch, they're going to get married, and then this girl is going to be a princess. And she was like totally into it.
When Harry and Meghan got married, so I went to go up to my friend's place in New York. And so Matt, who was very into this idea, Georgetown Cupcakes was doing the exact same cake that Harry and Meghan were doing. It was like a lemon elderflower cake. So we got a whole bunch of cupcakes of that, and they all had British flags and like H&M's on them.
That's really fun.
Yeah, and so then we got fingers sandwiches from like Lottery. We got like macaroons and all these like English pastries and like cucumber sandwiches and like, oh my God, it was, and getting up, Nick put the alarm, he set it so that God Save the Queen would play at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, whatever time we had to get up, and we were like drinking mimosas and stuff. Oh my God, it was a great time. Yeah, Maria was there with her sister Christina. Shout outs to everybody.
Well, when the time comes, we should have a coronation day party.
That would be great.
That would be really fun.
Yeah, feasibly, we could see multiple, because
oh God, I hope.
Would we be able to see George's?
Not that I wish an untimely death on William, but I hope we get to see George ascend the throne one day. Wouldn't that be so neat? Because we'll like remember when he was born.
Yeah. Because now I'm thinking about back in the day, actually, the people who were around when Edward, George, and Elizabeth, those were all three coronations probably in a very short time when you think about it, since he abdicated.
Right.
Edward did.
We'll see a couple big royal funerals too.
Well, that's depressing.
It is, but it'll be interesting. Like, all the pomp and circumstance of it and all of the... Like, you've read those articles that are like, this is exactly what will happen when Queen Elizabeth dies. Yeah. Like, the way... I just think it's so fascinating, like, all the systems that they have in place to run the family.
In the UK, it's considered treason to talk about the Queen's death.
Really?
Yeah, and actually...
Punishable by what?
Probably jail? I don't know, but it's considered treason to talk about the Queen's death. And when it was, like, one of the weddings, someone made a comment. It's like, I can't say such things or it'd be considered treason. But they kind of like alluded to it. But yeah, it's like one of those serious old rules from probably like hundreds of years ago, you know. Well, that's why we left, Jessica, so we could have freedom of speech and we could be able to say things against our government.
But that's not even against her. That's just a fact of life. We're all going to die.
True, but I think they mean it in a like threatening way. Right. But I think they just cover all their bases. They mean it anyway. Just don't talk about it. And hey, and look at her. She's in her 90s and still alive. Yeah. I think that's the key to old age.
Yeah, just don't let people speak of it. Okay, from now on, no one is allowed to speak about my eventual death.
It's treason.
It's considered treason in our household.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, the freaking royals. I'm just still flipping through this thing. I find them so fascinating.
Yeah, we didn't, you guys can't tell, we didn't come up with like a linear...
Yeah, no, we just decided, I think for future episodes in this season, we probably... But here's the thing, this is what I was just going to say about William. When we do future episodes, like, I don't know, can I spoil the episode I really want to do?
Yeah, of course.
I really want to do, and I'm sure we'll do this soon, I want to talk about the rise, fall, and redemption of Johnny Depp. And that will be very linear. We'll talk about, like, his career, and then we'll talk about...
Yeah, that'll be a good episode. We'll talk about all of it. That might be a two-parter.
Yeah, it might have to be. And for those who don't know, I am a huge Johnny Depp fan, and I have stood by him through all of this. I may even be on record on this podcast saying, I know he's problematic now, but I still love him.
Yes, you have said that on podcast.
And so I'm not happy to hear that he was a battered husband, but I'm glad that he's, you know, his reputation is being redeemed.
I know, and probably by the time there'll be some more of that coming out, so we'll get...
So, that episode will be very linear, but the thing with William is that, like, he was literally a heartthrob, really kind of just for being handsome. Like, there was nothing
else...
And
a prince.
Yeah, and a prince. Like, there was really nothing else... about him. He wasn't making movies that we were watching or putting out music that we liked.
It wasn't even like he was doing interviews that often.
We didn't really know much about him. That's why we needed this Teen People special edition.
Yeah. I mean, once in a while, I do remember, and that's how they talked about what I just mentioned earlier, was that in exchange for a couple of like insights into his life, they would for the most part leave him alone the rest of the year so he could focus on his studies. And I remember like when he was done with school, Charles and him having a little mini press conferences, but they would always be like very casual and just, you know, answering some questions about what he wanted to do, and he always came off so poised and charming.
Yeah, charming. That's exactly.
I remember when he took his driver's test. They literally had video, like, paparazzi and press were, like, watching him do it. And I was like, that has to
suck. That's so stressful.
That is so stressful. Jessica, how many times did you fail your driver's test?
Like four.
Was it really four?
Yeah, it might have been more.
See, if you were a princess, you probably would have failed it like eight times.
I'm sure. It was because I couldn't parallel park. And so in New Jersey, I don't know about other states, but in New Jersey, when you take your driver's test, you know, they have like the checklist of things you have to do, and you can fail one thing and still pass, but that thing can't be parallel parking.
But it's like, parallel parking is not like a thing people do all the time. You have to live in a specific, and it's like, and if you have to do it, then the practicing from having to do it will,
right, you'll do it. And if you hit someone's car, that's on you.
Yeah, like it's, because to be fair, like, you can do that for your driver's test and literally not have to do it for 5 more years.
Well, when we lived in the city and I would sometimes have to parallel park, if I didn't think I could get into a parking spot, I would sometimes have to park a block or two away from our apartment because I would need a spot I could pull into, and that was my problem.
Yeah. You know? And that was actually the best I ever was at parallel parking, because I was doing it all the time. But, like, now I only do it once in a while. But, ugh, I hate parallel parking.
I never do it.
Well, I try not to do it. Yeah. Like, if I can help it.
I'm, like, scarred. Yeah. So.
That's, like, if I have to go into Philly, I really prefer just to Uber in. Mm-hmm.
No, I used to date a guy who lived just outside of Philly, but, like, in
Oh, my God. Not so much the guy I'm ugging. It's where he lived. That's how awful
well,
it was.
Well, it's the guy, too.
Yeah, the guy. But
he lived in, like, just outside of Philadelphia in an area that has, like, these super narrow, tiny one-way streets.
Mm-hmm.
And driving, and they're all, like, on hills. Like, driving there is, like, incredibly stressful. And I lived in the suburbs of Philly, and I, like, hated driving there, but the deal I would always make, because I lived with my parents at the time, and he, like, owned a house, so I would go there, but the deal was that I would drive there, but he had to come out and park my car, because I absolutely, like, could not do it.
I definitely, once, there was a guy I was dating in Philly, and I definitely had him come out and be like, you need to drive the car and figure out where to park, because, like, I can't do it, because I had been driving around for 20 minutes, and of course, the minute he gets in the car, like, a spot opened up, like, and he was like, seriously? I'm like, I swear to God, that wasn't there the last time I drove around! Ugh.
William's favorite drink, according to this magazine, was Coca-Cola.
Well, there you go.
So American of him, I feel.
His 2005, he did his first solo overseas tour. He traveled to New Zealand to participate in World War II commemorations on behalf of Queen Elizabeth. That's and nice. Actually, I think New Zealand was the very first trip he took. Yes, William began accompanying his parents on official trips as early as 1983.
And that was, like, a big deal, too, because the royal kids didn't usually travel with their parents.
It was unconventional because the first and second in line to the throne would be traveling together.
So that's dangerous, right? They don't like to do that. Yep. It's a crybaby. We'll talk about that on the Johnny Depp episode. Both planes crashed.
But his first public appearance was March 1st, 1991, St. David's Day, during an official visit of his parents to Cardiff.
I'm looking at a picture of the royal family whitewater rafting in Colorado. Which, like, ooh. I'm always just, like, interested in pictures of them in the United States because I never picture them here.
Right.
Like, I always picture them, like, obviously in England and then, like, visiting, like, you know, New Zealand and, like, Africa and all these places. But, like, they were in Colorado.
Like, when Harry got in trouble in Vegas, I was like, oh, Harry goes to Vegas?
Same, cool. Harry.
Yeah. Did I tell you I'm going back to Vegas again this year?
Yes.
I'm very excited. Actually, did not think I'd have to go back so soon, so I was actually kind of pumped. I'm only going to go for 2 days, though.
Enough,
I feel. It is. To celebrate the wedding of the guys that I went to go watch the royal wedding with in New York.
Oh my God, he was so cute. Such a cute little muffin. When did Diana die? 97. So we were in, like, middle school. Yeah. What, like, memories do you have of that?
I remember driving home from my grandmother's house with my dad, and on the radio said Princess Diana was in a car accident, but she's fine.
Mm.
And this was early evening, obviously. And then we went home, and I remember staying, because I would always stay up late, and one of the things was SNL was a repeat that day, but Spice Girls was the musical guest, and I was like, that's so weird. And that's, like, as that around that time, it started coming in, like, oh no, she is not fine. Mm. Like, and then I remember just staying up all night watching all
the news reports.
Yeah,
I remember staying up late because my mom was like, my mom loved her, as moms did. And I remember staying up, like, late, my mom letting me stay up with her to, like, watch the news and, like, watching all the reports come in.
It was so sad. They were just giving, like, these updates being like, the Queen knows, Prince Charles knows. And then it was like, and now the boys know.
Oh,
like,
no.
They were bringing back these, like, you know, and, oh my God.
Oh my god, I just got a chill when you said that. That's so sad.
Yeah, and they had to like wake them up in the middle of the night.
Oh my god. I didn't know until recently. I was listening to, shout out the podcast Conspiracy Theories. They did a really good two parts on Princess Diana and all of like the conspiracy theories surrounding her death.
Uh-huh.
And it never occurred to me to think about this. I didn't realize that she died at the hospital. I always assumed she like died on impact. But she died later.
Oh, that, yes. Yes, that does make sense. Yeah, because that's, I think, why people thought, oh, yeah, she's fine, because she was, like, taken to the hospital.
Yeah, because that was, like, part of, like, one of the conspiracy theories had to do with, like, someone intentionally, like, killing her later at the hospital.
Right. Oh, they were at Balmoral Castle at the time, because they were on holiday with their father. Oh, and they waited till his sons awoke the following morning to tell them of his mother's death.
That's horrendous. That's
just,
so
like,
sad.
The funeral where on her casket there was the card that said mummy.
Oh, no.
That killed my mother. I remember that, like, killing her.
Ugh. Ugh, that just hit me, like, right in the stomach. Ugh.
And they were just like, and think, Harry was 12, and they both had to take that long walk out in public in the street.
That was William's idea, apparently.
I think
that they walked behind the casket.
Oh, I'm gonna cry too.
I know. Oh, I was gonna say, this isn't a visual medium, but if you could see us, we're both sitting here like in tears.
Yeah, it's just like these poor young boys, and they're like, they didn't have like many people like they could be close to like that.
No.
But yeah, but ever since then, he and Kate Middleton have just been like, if we're off duty, just give us our space. And I feel like they really do get that respect. Honestly, they should.
Yeah, well, because I feel like they give a lot of themselves. Like, it's not like they're, like, super reclusive. Like, I feel like the public gets, like, enough of them that you can...
I think they said Kate Middleton's one... They do, like, they always like to do a thing of who did the most engagements throughout the year. And Kate Middleton's always, like, one of the top ones.
Oh, can we just talk about that link you sent me that made me laugh about the little girl telling Kate that she thought she'd look like a princess and Kate apologized for not, like, being dressed in a fancy dress.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not wearing a pretty dress.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I sent that to Jessica. I was like, that's so your daughter. To be like, oh, I thought you'd be wearing a dress.
I thought you'd look fancier. I bought my daughter a very fancy dress. We went thrifting yesterday, and I bought her a very fancy dress, and I came home, and I showed it to her, and she goes, oh, good, I'll wear this on the weekend. It's like her casual wear.
So, William's private life became a subject of tabloid speculation because that's when he started dating Kate Middleton in 2003.
That's a long... I didn't realize they were together for that long.
Their relationship was followed so closely that bookmakers took bets on the possibility of marriage, and the retail chain Woolworths produced memorabilia bearing the likeness of the couple. This is before they were even... This is when they were dating. Imagine all that pressure.
Imagine? No.
And they did break up at one point. I remember that. And they got back together, though.
No, I can't imagine. That's... I feel like it's the extreme version. Like, my brother always complains about how... my parents had, like, my brother dated this girl for, like, 7 years, but when they broke up, my parents had, like, you know, framed pictures on the walls of, like, her and him, and, like, she, you know, they had, like, treated her like...
7 years is a very long time.
It is a very long time. Yeah. But it was, like, you know, that was annoying for him. Can you imagine, like, breaking up with your boyfriend, and there's, like, memorabilia at Woolworths with, like, pictures of the two of you?
Seriously, and then really just in, like, life now, like, there's... The British love putting their royals on a plate and a cup. Especially like a fancy teacup. They love that stuff.
I love that. We should see if we can get our hands on some of that.
Oh my god. Oh god, that would
be
fun.
Have a fancy tea party. We'll hold on to that for our coronation party.
Yeah, well, on like the Kensington like official shop, they like sell stuff like that.
Really?
I don't know if it has their faces. It's more like the monograms.
Wait, where's my iPad?
Like, because I feel like with Harry and Meghan, they definitely sold stuff with, like, Harry and Meghan monograms.
That's
like,
funny, because they don't even like Meghan.
Well, this was still, but it's a royal wedding. Like, right. They can make a lot of money.
Wait, what is it, the Kensington website?
Yeah, Kensington Palace Shop or something. Kensington. They sell fancy teacups and, like, all these random things.
I know what you're getting for the next occasion.
Ooh, I would love a teacup that has...
I'm sure.
I can't believe you're not caught up on The Crown.
No, I never have time to watch it. Want to do a piece of 90s trivia before we sign off?
Sure. So Jessica got this really cool game. What's it called, Jess?
It's called... 90s pop culture trivia game.
So we
the
just,
90s trivia game that's all that and a bag of chips. I got it at Target, if anyone's interested.
So we were thinking we would do this on every episode. We'd, like, do some 90s pop trivia.
Do you want me, like, I guess we're planning this on the fly. I'll ask you a couple and you can ask me a couple.
Sure, sounds good.
Okay, here we go.
We should keep a running tally of who does best.
Ooh, oh my god, I'm going to do that.
Getting that open. Oh, wait. Hold on, I had a notification from Daily Mail. Oh, no. I thought something royal would have happened.
Okay. That would have been too good.
Yeah. Here, you can ask me. Oh, yeah. Don't give me something political, please.
In the 1996 blockbuster Independence Day, which of these cities is not destroyed in the devastating first attack? Houston, New York, Los Angeles, or Washington, D.C.?
I'm going to say Houston.
Houston is okay. The correct answer.
That's, yeah, that's okay. That's good.
Okay, this is an easy one, but it's a fun throwback. It's a numbers game, so the answer is just a number. It's what you would dial on your telephone to call the person that just called you.
Is it 611?
No. It's star 69.
Oh! Star 69, darn it.
Okay, I'll give you one more.
Okay.
What was special about the puppy episode on the sitcom Ellen?
Is that the episode she came out of the closet?
It is the episode where she came out of the closet. And they had to call it, like, I forget what the actual title of it is, but it's, like, something about puppies. Because they knew if they called it, like, anything having to do with her coming out, that, like, people wouldn't watch it.
Oh, wow. Gosh, no. So crazy.
Here you go.
Oh, it's exciting. Okay, so I'll ask you three questions.
Okay.
Well, you might know this. Who was the main boy in the animated series Pokemon?
Oh, I think his name is Ash.
Yes, that's right. No.
Judah just got into Pokemon.
That's what I was like. Ugh. Boy mom, she's gonna get that. Alright, I'm just picking from random. Ooh, this is hard. I wouldn't know this. Known for its wide leg jeans, what does the clothing company JNCO stand for?
Oh.
I would never have known this.
JNCO. I can't even begin to guess.
Judge none, choose one.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I feel like that's like a deep teenager thing where like someone thought that was like really profound, but actually it doesn't mean anything.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you this one to make up for that one.
Okay.
What popular 90s sitcom was a spinoff of Cheers?
Frasier.
Yeah. Okay, we are currently tied for 2-2.
Okay.
I like this. I like keeping track of our... Yeah. I like a healthy competition.
Same. Okay, all right, well, it's like a first episode back.
Yeah, I hope you guys missed us.
Yeah, we missed you.
We missed you for sure.
So, yeah, so next we'll talk about someone, we'll talk about a heartthrob who has, like, a little more of, like, a linear timeline. Let us know.
Yeah, drop us a line.
What you want.
Instagram and Twitter. If you search for Honestly, I remember if we search for I Taught, we're totally going to come up. So.
I Taught. Okay, cool. Yeah. And you can follow me on all social media platforms at Just Paused Pod.
You can follow me at Sio Monroe, SIOMONROE.
Okay.
Well,
we're outie.
Someday my prince will come. Someday